We're in the month of love.
That's right. Happy February. Thanks for tuning in. Da, da, da. To the Vero Insider.
Yeah. We talk about where to go, what to try, how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. I just love ringing in the month of love with some great music. We talk about all sorts of great things that are happening in our wonderful county. And February is booked. It is busy. Season is definitely here. And we're all just enjoying it and along for the ride, right?
Absolutely. That's right.
That is so true. In fact, in the studio, I have two wonderful guests that have been here before. One's a sponsor. One is a repeat guest who has great things to bring to us and our community each year. However, before we get to unveiling who they are and what they have to showcase for this upcoming weekend and the weekend following, I do want to give a couple of quick shout outs to our wonderful sponsors who make this show possible each and every week, starting, of course, with the Blue Star. Blue Star is located in downtown Vero, open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday, 5 o'clock till close, with some really delicious food, always live music, and lots of good things happening. And she usually brings a featured wine, something delicious for us to try. Unfortunately, Kitty was doing some wine show research, was unable to join us. So we're sipping on a fruity Chardonnay that I have seen at the Blue Star. This is the Yosemite Road. It's pretty fruit forward, but not overly sweet. However, it's hardly that fully oaked Chardonnay that we'd like to have, Kitty, next week. Just saying, putting out requests. But with that in mind, hopefully everyone's minds and nerves are at ease as we get into the fun here on the show. So let's start with our wonderful sponsor, Bella Nagy of Sandridge, the premier public golf course right here in Vero Beach. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah, welcome back.
And I have to say before we start, congratulations to you for Volunteer of the Year Award.
Well, thanks. Oh, that little thing. That was really a surprise. The
pretty
deceit
cool.
that my office did was really outstanding. I was like, no. But yep, sure enough, I was there and that was a great award. Thank you for noticing. You are a fan of the Blue Star. You go in.
Absolutely.
You take your beautiful bride. You have a delicious dinner. What's one of your favorite thing on the menu there?
I always get the chicken pot pie. I don't know why.
He's a man that likes the classics. There's nothing wrong with
stuff.
That,
Bella.
It is. Right. No, that's great. And let's see. Sandridge has gone through a couple of changes since before the holidays. And
it's been interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of changes?
One by choice, one not. So by choice, obviously the renovation of the pro shop that happened in the fall, which was really awesome.
Really awesome.
Yeah, the golf shop looks really good and much more efficient. And then in the last couple weeks, our tee time provider decided to go out of business and not tell anybody.
Shocker.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. So we had to scramble and look at six or seven different providers and we wound up with Easy Links. So it's a little bit of a learning curve for everyone because it's changed. So. But in the end, it's actually a lot better for us.
Oh, really? Now, mm-hmm. Does this still give the capability to golfers to be able to set up their own tee times
through the app and everything? All on the internet. We'll have a brand new app here. It should be in mid-February.
Okay, we'll have to keep everyone posted.
Yeah, so with that, you'll have the GPS. You'll be able to book tee times and a bunch of other new features.
That makes it really user-friendly. It's not that people don't want to have a conversation with your staff, because your staff is amazing.
Oh, it's this time of year, though. It's
so
nicer
busy.
If they do that online, because
click.
We can better serve the people in front of us. And then, obviously they have problems. They can always go on the internet or give us a call.
That's true. And that does make it pretty easy. And Valentine's Day is just a few weeks away. And for the golfer in anyone's life, gift certificates to Sandridge.
That's right.
You can buy there in the pro shop or online.
You can
now.
Go online on our website at www.golfsandridge.com and click on buy online, and you can buy any denomination certificate.
Now, doesn't that make it easy?
That's nice.
Yeah. And of course, there's some promotions going on in the pro shop also.
Right. Right now, if you buy any shirt, you get a free Sandridge hat with the purchase of the shirt.
Nice. I always like that idea. It was funny. My husband, he recently purchased some tools. And after buying the tools, they say, okay, click here if you'd like some little gifts or surprises. There was no shipping, no other fees attached to it. And now he's wearing their hat every day and proudly sporting their koozie.
That's right. Got to keep branding them.
They got to keep it. And he'll be a customer for life.
That's
so
right.
Sandridge, they figured it out. They figured out how to make their golfers happy. What time does it open up over there? 7 a.m., right?
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. now, every day.
Every day.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
The time that people wake up to go play golf.
But it's beautiful at 7 a.m. these days, so that's really
the
good
really
stuff.
Is. It's, there's nothing better than being on the golf course when the sun's rising and just beautiful in the mornings.
No kidding. Let's rattle off that website real fast for all of our listeners as they get ready to buy those gift cards.
www.golfsandridge.com.
GolfSandridge.com. Now we're going to circle back to Bella, talk about all sorts of upcoming events that they have and how our listeners can participate in those events, as well as maybe get on the schedule to host one of their own for an organization or something fun like that. Now we do have back for the show, Helen Millman. Welcome, my dear.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. A, I love your accent. So for me, it's just good radio to just keep bringing you back. But it's the second annual Asbury Short Film Concert, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm very, very excited.
Well, this is a big deal. Last year, it was clearly a success.
Yes. Last year, we sold out a little over 2 weeks prior to the show.
And you're on board to do that right now.
That's correct. We sold out the matinee show completely about a week ago.
Oh, wow.
And we're very close to selling out the evening show.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's break this down for our listeners who might not be familiar with this. Bella, have you ever heard of this short film concert?
No, I haven't actually.
And you know he's dying to learn about this because Bella's very active in the community. And if he thinks it's a good event, he's going to be there.
It's a fantastic event.
So let's make this understandable. First of all, let's give some shout out to your main sponsor for this wonderful
evening. John's Island Real Estate Company.
We love them at White Glove, by the way. Love them. Love John's Island Real Estate. Sorry, go ahead.
The show is brought to us by the kindness of John's Island Real Estate Company. And I can't be more grateful. This is the second time they are, you know, sponsoring this show. And if not their support, we cannot bring this wonderful show to town.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, the flyer that I'm looking at, it's beautiful. The 34th Asbury Short Film Concert at the Vero Beach Museum of Art. But this is our second year, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how many short films can one expect to be seen during either the matinee or the evening performance?
Okay, the matinee and the evening are the same show. We have a repeat in the evening of what we screened at the matinee show. The Asbury is basically a national show, and it tours around the country to showcase, you know, these wonderful films. And this is the 34th year of the Asbury short films. So you are expected to see approximately between 10 to 12 films within 2 hours. And it is a fast pace. We have act one, intermission. We send you back to act two. And it's a lot of applause and fun, and people have a really, really good time.
Well, last year, my husband and I got to experience the first act, and it really was so cool how much information and in such a unique presentation you can get out of a short film.
Absolutely.
Oh, my.
It's actually harder if you think about
it. Oh, yeah.
It's harder. Between a minute and a half up to 20 minutes, you get to, you know, execute an idea that will touch other people's heart. It's not an easy thing to do.
No, I would assume not. And so in order for it to be considered a short film, it cannot exceed the 20-minute mark.
That's correct.
Okay. So because it's a national, is the same short films featured elsewhere in the country? These are the ones that they're picking for this year, correct?
That's correct. So the Asbury just was in last week was in, I believe it was last weekend. They were in Lake Placid, New York.
Oh.
Then Manhattan, and now here, and then from here, you know, Asbury is traveling elsewhere, but Asbury is pretty much booked every month throughout the year and showcasing it in other cities. You know, other producers in other cities that are interested in the show, heard about the show, want to bring it to their town. So
how exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
So
thank
we
you.
Can expect for our guests to see up to 12 short films.
Yes.
The short films are going to range in time and length.
Yes.
During intermission, this is being held at the museum again. So talk about a wonderful venue.
Wonderful venue. And I can't be even more grateful to the museum that they really, you know, found this really enriching program that they felt it, you know, matches the culture and what they're working on bringing into Vero Beach. And they are honored and very proud to, you know, partner with us in making it happen.
It's a nice collaboration. It certainly makes a lot of sense. Now, I know my listeners and myself, I need to know there will be white wine served in intermission.
Yes, there will be, especially for you, Anna.
Well, see, and the price is outstanding. It's only $15.
That's correct. It's unheard of.
For a night of fun.
It is, because if you think about it, it's not just short films. You know, it is Academy Award winning short films, films that were nominated in other major film festivals around the world. Films that you only get to see unless you travel to a major film festival. And it can be a film from Sundance. It can be a film from Tribeca. It can be a film from San Francisco Film Fest. It can be a film from, you know, other film festivals that won an award. So it's the one of a kind of short film. So, you know, people should feel really privileged that they can hear in this town, Vero Beach, you get to walk to the museum and see something that you wouldn't see otherwise.
Oh, you aren't kidding, Helen. That is remarkable. If you're interested, there's only about 20 tickets left at verobeachmuseum.org. You can reserve your ticket, $15 general admission for the 7 o'clock show. That's going to be Saturday, February 13th. It's a great way to spend some time with your sweetheart, of course. And before we go to a quick break, let's do a quick shout out, because moving to Vero is really unique. It's a special community. Look at what we bring to the table. World-class golf. We bring short films that is something that only happens in unique cities around the world.
That's right.
That makes Vero Beach pretty unique. If you're looking at buying a home here, Caliber Home Loans can help you with that process. Caliber Home Loans is trusted and endorsed by the Vero Insider. Whether it's your second home, you're looking to refinance, or it's your first home, think of Caliber Home Loans for your purchasing needs. And visit theveroinsider.com. You can live link to all of our other wonderful sponsors. But I'm here in the studio with Sandridge Bellinaghi. We have Helen Millman of the Asbury Short Film Festival. More in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back.
It's time to buy a home, that is, whether it's your first home or upgrading. We at Caliber Home Loans have years of experience and can navigate you through the complexities of lending, offering free pre-approvals and local appraisers, allowing you to shop with confidence. Buying a home, looking to refinance, or simply have questions, call the Caliber Home Loans team at 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at CaliberTreasureCoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Buying or selling a home? Looking for a stress-free closing? Protected Title offers buyers and sellers the services of a law firm without the cost of lawyers. If you are selling a home in Vero Beach, Sebastian, or Fort Pierce and want a free consultation with a real estate attorney regarding the sale of your home, please call Protected Title. That's Protected Title at 866-PROTECT. Or you can visit us at ProtectedTitle.com.
It's our first Wine Wednesday of February. We're talking about all sorts of great things. This weekend, folks, by the way, is Garden Fest. If you haven't had a chance to go to Garden Fest, it's held in the same space as Under the Oaks, right next to the Vero Beach Museum and the Riverside Theater. It's really a great two-day event. Rain or shine, it goes on. You can bring your own wagons. People purchase all sorts of unique flowers and plants, herbs, planters, all sorts of things. And these vendors come from all over the country to exhibit. That's how good our show is. And again, just solidifying how special Vero Beach is and the community that we provide. Both White Glove Moving and Pac Mail Beachside will be on site all weekend long to help with all of your delivery or shipping needs. Just keep in mind that we are open year-round to do the exact same thing. White Glove provides free estimates, local and long-distance moving, whether it's one item or a whole lot of them. And at Pac Mail, we do, in fact, specialize in shipping. We can help you with all of your shipping needs. And we try and think outside of the box with that. But if you have art, heirlooms, anything of sentimental value, you want to trust the shipping experts. And we've been around 26 years. And hopefully we'll be able to see you out at Garden Fest. Try some of our infused water, all of that good stuff.
Speaking of White Glove, yeah. they helped us move.
Did we?
Yeah, it was a nice experience. They were great. It was fast.
Well, thank you.
Nothing broke. That's really important.
And see, as a mother, you have children, you have all these things going on. I mean, hiring a moving company was would you say a good decision? Would you encourage others to do
this? It was a good decision. I will do it again.
Yeah.
Never again moving on my own. And it was nice because they took apart, you know, what they had to take apart, and they even put it back together. So when my husband got home, everything was done. Everything was ready. So he didn't have to do anything. That was really cool.
Yeah, I always say, especially for my families that we're helping them with the relocation process, it's so nice to be able to be making beds and even maybe making dinner that night and not worrying about all of the unpacking and putting things back together. It just makes it for such an easy day.
It is so easy, and it is so worth
it. It's such a hassle.
It wasn't even that. Yeah. It was so worth it. It wasn't even that expensive. It was really good.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate that little testimonial. All right. So great things happening this weekend. Sandridge, of course, has something on the docket.
Of course. We always have something going on. This weekend we have the community church having their annual golf tournament.
Oh, wonderful. You know, to provide your venue and allow these organizations and nonprofits to host things there and raise money, that's just so awesome because golf is a wonderful bonding experience, no matter how you look at it. And so to have it in the umbrella, under the umbrella of you're doing good for a charity, it's just a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely.
And so what else is on the calendar that some of our listeners might still be able to participate in?
Well, we've got all kinds of different instructional programs this winter, golf schools on Thursday mornings, short game school, one-day school. Every single Thursday.
One-day school makes it really palatable.
It's kind of like a crash course. We work a little bit on everything, putting, chipping, pitching, full swing, some video in there as
well. What time?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock 9 to 12.
Thursdays. And that is an adult class.
Adult, kids should be in school at that time.
Technically. So. Although, do you know how much time off they have this year?
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, it's like, they don't have school again.
Half day. School day off, yeah.
I don't get it.
A half a day right after a no day.
Right.
I know. Okay. Well, yeah. I wish the real world worked like that. That would be superb.
And then guess who's doing all the homework?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So they're off school for a lot, and then they go home with this ton of homework.
Oh, I know the feeling. What else do we have? So we have instructional classes, Thursdays, 9 a.m., 9 to 12.
Then for ladies on Fridays, we have our intermediate ladies program that just started up, actually, last week. It's the first time we had it because it's been rained out every single Friday in January. It was rained out, except for last Friday for the first time.
How do you get the course dry enough again?
A lot of hair dryers.
Yeah, that would make sense.
It drains fairly well, but the amount of rain we've had has been crazy. It's not going anywhere fast.
And the sun really hasn't been shining its part.
Not really.
I went to a state park this weekend and talk about a better day I could have picked to go hiking. It was just a mucky mess. Yeah. Up there in the Fellsmere area, it was just really, really wet.
Ouch.
Yeah. And so what else could our listeners maybe be enticed by?
Well, we got a little special Cleveland scoring clinic where the Cleveland rep comes in and custom fits people for their wedges. And we do like a little clinic with that as well. It's on Friday, the 19th of February.
Ooh.
Got a couple different sessions. We got a morning and then afternoon sessions from 10 to 11:30 or 12:30 to 2.
Could that be part of the Valentine's package if they wanted to get like a time? And
sure.
Then...
Sure.
Ooh.
I'll have to put that on the website, a little package like that.
Yeah, because to be custom
good
fitted,
idea.
That's pretty impressive. That's right. When you show someone you really love them. I'm going to have you custom fitted, my little golfer. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, because we do have a quick minute, if you would, Bella, for some of our listeners that are very active in organizations and nonprofits, perhaps they're thinking that a golf tournament or something along those lines, some sort of scramble, would be fun and a great way to raise awareness. How could they get in touch with you and discover what's available?
Well, they can go to our website and get my email off of there, but golfsandridge.com, or they can call me at 772-770-5000, and I'm at extension 5. And, you know, we put together a nice tournament package for the off season as well at this very, very low price, including lunch and golf. And we do all the professional setup of the event as well as the scoring. So that goes from May 1st to October.
It's a whole package. Mm-hmm. They don't have to think about a thing. Just spread the word.
Yeah, I've got very few weekends that are even open. Maybe in July and August, I have a couple weekends there.
Because it's warm. GolfSandridge.com. And there are lots of organizational children's things that you do. You have the after-school program going
after
on
school,
now.
After school, I started a homeschool program this year as well.
Ooh. And, see, there you go, Helen. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, with the Indian River Golf Foundation, we have our middle school program after school on Wednesdays and for elementary school on Mondays at Sandridge. That's year-round now, pretty much, except for the summer.
That's terrific.
That's very nice.
Way to get involved. See, I'm just so proud of them being a sponsor and being able to share the good word, because it is really great things that you make accessible to the community, and that's very, very important. Helen, real quick, one more time, let's give our listeners a quick briefing. The Asbury Short Film Concert, it is going to be held on when?
On February 13th at the Vero Beach Museum of Art.
Terrific. And we have a 1 o'clock as well as, oh no, I'm sorry.
No, the 1 o'clock sold out. Yes. 1:30 sold out already. So there's no seats available there. And there is very, very limited seats, under 30 seats for the evening show. And
all right.
$15 general admission.
Can't beat that price. And they can get tickets at theverobeachmuseum.org.
That's right.
And again, a big shout out to Johns Island Real Estate Company for being the main presenting sponsor. They can expect to see upwards of 12 short films.
Up to 12, about 11, 12, yeah.
And a theatrical, how did you say it earlier? You know, you made it sound very good.
The purpose of Asbury Short Film is to take short films that won an award out from the shelf and execute them in a theatrical setting.
Doesn't she make that sound great, guys? I'm just sharing with you what I get to hear, and it's just fun. Make sure you book your tickets for your loved one. It's Valentine's weekend, Saturday, February 13th, the 7 o'clock show, verobeachmuseum.org. You get to see some really unique short films, and there's wine during the intermission.
Absolutely.
Right? Right here at our very own Vero Beach Museum of Art. So this day in history, in 1984... Great year, by the way. Somebody on this show might have been born that year, for the record. Challenger 4 was launched as the 10th space shuttle mission. That was 31 years, 32. Wow. I got to get used to saying that. 32 years ago this year. And I thought that that was kind of interesting to share. We have actually some really fun tidbits as soon as we get back from our commercial break. Just be sure that you visit theveroinsider.com. You can check out archive shows as well as live link to all of our amazing sponsors that make this show possible, like the Hair Studio of Vero, where walk-ins are welcome, men and women. There's hot shaves. She's a master colorist. She just recently did mine over the weekend. I'm feeling fresh.
I love it. Looks great.
Thank you. She's right on Oslo and US 1. She's affordable, talented, Melissa Schribner and her entire team at the Hair Studio of Vero. And don't forget, Foxy Nails. Every Valentine needs to get spruced up, get her nails done, get a little fresh color and cut, right? Foxy Nails 7 days a week over in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark.